do it. So the follow-up episode with Mini Del Macho. It's been a while, man. When was the last time you were on the podcast? That was a little less than a year ago.
I think just like December, I believe. I think it was like early January, like first week, second week of January.
Yeah, I think it was right around then. So it's, a little under a year. So
still good recovering from that hangover.
Yeah, you got pretty wasted the last time.
Oh my God.
That was a classic episode. Oh man, so you moved to Texas. How is it out there?
It's rainy and warm right now. I'm in South Texas, Corpus Christi, for those that know the area.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we're having an unusual weekend in San Diego here. It's been raining like heavy, which, we rarely get out here. Yeah, man, it's nuts out there.
That's one thing I don't miss about San Diego is it never raining.
Yeah.
And when it does, it's just like terrible flood and infrastructure fails. Everything goes wrong.
Yeah, like it's not built. This place is not built for rain. Nothing around here is. And people don't know how to react to it, man. It starts raining, people just slide off the roads. It's just chaos.
Yeah, it rains probably once a week where I am.
Wow, once a week?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, man. So I know you've been playing Jedi Fallen Order, and I have too. We've been talking about that. What are your thoughts on that game? Because I'm so in the middle on that game, I can't decide if I like it or not.
And I have to agree with you earlier in the game, I was like in the middle. And when I was watching you play, that's the point where I was still like in the middle of that. But like once I got later in the game, like right now you just reach like Dathomir as a planet that you should be at, not just the planet that you're visiting. Mm-hmm. And that's when the game really amps up, I believe. That's when the story really comes together and you start getting some real history of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't really pay attention to story much in video games, but this game, like, it forces you. You can't skip cutscenes, and then that annoyed me at first. But now I'm like, I'm loving it. It's a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really lay it on heavy at the beginning with the cutscenes, and I think that kind of pulled me out of it a little bit. Plus, like, the whole fact that we were going back to, because this game takes place after Order 66, so between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. And
right.
I feel like we've already like done everything that we possibly could in that area. I mean, that was the whole idea with the prequels, was like, we're going to have this gap and then all the TV shows and video games can have all this room to have the Clone Wars, tell the Clone Wars story. And
so
I don't know.
This actually takes place after Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, it does?
So it takes place between 3 and 4.
Oh, okay.
But I can see why you get that, because it doesn't really explain that where you are yet, but you'll get it. You'll
get
to that part. Sorry.
I thought it was just like fresh right after they just killed all the Jedi, but yeah. So, and you just beat the game today, right?
Yeah, just like less than an hour ago, I'd say.
Nice. So yeah, you're probably more qualified to talk about it than I am. I'm pretty close. So I just got the two-handed lightsaber, fought that one guy, and then I got to Dathomir, which is kind of a change of scenery from Kashyyyk and all the lush forestry. Now you're in kind of this desert planet. And
yeah, it's very barren and desolate. Dead.
Looks like a desert. So I'm liking that, the change of scenery there. But you're right, it does get better as it goes on. Like, you start to enjoy it a little bit more. And I don't know, like the cutscenes, they still happen, but they aren't as domineering as they are in the beginning of the game. And once you get more of the force powers, you feel like you have more tools to play with, and the fights get a little more interesting. But my favorite part so far has been the lightsaber duels.
Yeah. Yeah, you get more of those later for sure. And yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I assume there's like a, the final one with the girl, the final boss there. But I'd imagine there's some in between there as well. But
yes.
those are probably the most difficult for me. But
okay.
They're also the most enjoyable.
Yeah, no, those fights are awesome. I noticed that like I was like fighting one of the final bosses, and I was going at it completely wrong. Like, I probably died 3 or 4 times on it. I think I'm playing at the same level you are. And then I just like completely switched up my tactics, because I started using more force powers that I almost never use. And that, like, it was just super easy. Like, it really, really caters to like the fight that you're going at. You want to change your tactics, because not every tactic will work with the same boss.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a very similar experience. I had to learn that, okay, when they do this move, then you force push or force pull and you kind of send them off kilter and then you can get a few attacks in. So yeah,
Yeah.
you really got to learn to incorporate that. Now, are you playing on a keyboard and mouse?
No, I am not. I don't know how
Okay.
you do that. You're a superhero.
It's tough, man. It's like, I don't know. You can learn to make anything work, you know? Like, I played
Yeah.
Dark Souls on a keyboard and mouse. Like, you can do it. I played Rocket League on a keyboard and mouse. Like, you can do it.
That's crazy.
I know it's difficult for a lot of people, but yeah, you can make it work.
Yeah.
So what
Man,
other games
people
have you
get
been playing?
crazy with those controllers. Have you seen the guy that plays, he played Overwatch with bananas while playing as Winston?
No.
Like, he put some electrodes in bananas and, like, used the bananas as his controllers. Like,
What?
squeezing bananas
Oh
would
no, I
do different
missed
things.
that. That
Really
sounds
crazy
like a
stuff.
cool. Was he like a high school kid? Was this a science experiment or
No, I
something?
think he was, like, probably a college age engineer.
Okay. That's pretty clever though.
Yeah, it was.
I wish I
Yeah,
could
but
that
as far
kind
as
of.
other games I've been playing, it's been mostly Dragon Ball FighterZ, man. I've been just training on that super hard.
Oh yeah, you were really into that. So that's like, and I tested that, or I played that for like a couple hours when we were doing that homework section. Yeah, I think you're
Yeah.
familiar with. Yeah,
Yes.
so you know, fighting games are not my thing. You have to. That's one game I can't use a keyboard and mouse with. I don't even know if they let you, but yeah,
Yeah,
those are
they do
very.
let you.
Oh
I've seen
really?
videos of people doing it, and they're not great. Say that they are not good at it. It's
Yeah, I
more of
can
like a
imagine.
just a comedy bit that they're doing, nothing serious.
Yeah, so Dragon Ball FighterZ, that's, and you play online versus other people.
Yeah.
Okay, like a whole competitive scene.
That's the goal, man, trying to get better at that game. This is the first game that I've seriously been competitive at since probably Modern Warfare 1. Or, like, I'm actually studying the game. And that was like 10 years ago. I was playing that game competitively.
Wow. So is there like a leaderboard or a ranking system?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near the top, so.
Let's see, you got a ways to go.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know what's
nowhere near.
crazy? It's like Street Fighter 2 was my all-time favorite game as a kid. Like that was the game I poured myself into. And then just, I don't know, once I moved off of consoles, I completely abandoned fighter games. And
So did I.
I never came back. But I was very impressed. Like it was weird coming back and playing a fighting game like Dragon Ball Z and just noticing everything that they had done, like all the improvements, not just in the fighting itself, but just like all the external things. Like you can just play online with anybody. And Dragon Ball Z has that like little town where everybody's walking around in and you can interact with
Yeah,
people and then go to
that
certain
hub.
areas. Yeah, the hub.
And you can like challenge people to ring battles out there, and you have like a casual game just in the hub world.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it's like almost like an MMO. Like you're just hanging out with all these people who are playing this game as well. And it gives you this huge sense of community. You can actually see the other people who are playing this game in this virtual world. And I thought that was like a huge touch to that, like a really nice addition to the whole environment. But yeah,
Yeah,
still.
fighting games have been doing that for a while. Now that I think about it, I think I played like Dead or Alive 3 a bit back in mid 2000s, and that was the first game I remember seeing like a hub world.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, I'm always fascinated by these things, and people are like, oh, they've been doing that forever. And it's just because I've taken such a long break from fighting games or other types of games. But yeah, they've made huge strides. Plus, the game looks amazing. Like, it's got just the exact animated look that the show does.
Yeah, and I watched like an animation study on like how they tried to achieve it. Like they didn't want to make the game look too good because they wanted to make it look like it did back then.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, interesting video.
Now, were you into Dragon Ball Z before this?
Yeah, back in what was it, the Toonami days, like early 2000s, late 90s,
Okay.
I was balls deep into Dragon Ball Z, man. I couldn't wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
But going back on it, yeah, they are difficult to watch.
It
Like,
doesn't hold up as well.
no, definitely not. The new series is good because I did, after playing this game, I got back to the new series. The new series is much better.
Yeah, and they're like constantly reinventing the show, right? Like they have different iterations of the show, I guess. Like I don't know
Yeah,
how
it's
it
like
works.
sagas. Like, there was a Dragon Ball, then the Dragon Ball Z, then they had GT, and then Dragon Ball Super, and they have the manga that's like constantly going,
And
always on.
but it's all the same characters.
Yes. Well, there's always Goku, but like other characters come in and out.
Yeah, I'm so lost when it comes to Dragon Ball Z, man. That is not something I ever got into.
Oh yeah, never.
No, and it's kind of like comic books at this point. There's just so much of it. Or actually, I guess a better comparison would be it's like Doctor Who. There's just so much of it
Oh yeah.
and so many versions of it that you don't even know where to latch on to it. So it's kind of hard to get into. But I
Yeah,
don't
I can
know.
totally see that for sure.
Yeah. So Dragon Ball Z, Jedi Fallen Order. So you kind of took a break from Dragon Ball Z to get into or to play some Jedi Fallen Order. How many hours
Yeah.
did it take you to beat that?
Oh, I could probably pull that up right now. 20 hours, it says. 20
20
hours.
even? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not as far along as I thought I was. I feel like I'm like 10 hours into it. That's got to be a little
Yeah.
more.
I had to say that when I thought I was near the end, I wasn't. It
No.
just keeps going. Like, I tried to beat the game last night, and I played it for like 5 hours. I was like, when is it going to end? And it just didn't, so I went to bed.
Yeah. Now, do you stream anymore? Because I remember you used to stream, pretty regularly.
No, the house I'm currently in isn't very good, sound wise.
But
So yes.
I thought it
Go
might
ahead.
have been like an internet connection type thing, but just not a good streaming environment.
Yeah, actually, the internet connection here is impressive. Like, I think I'm getting like 400 down and 20 up.
Okay, yeah, you're doing
So
pretty good.
yeah, really impressive. I did not expect it to have that infrastructure down here.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. It's getting better.
Yeah.
So no streaming anymore, man. How's that change been? Do you miss it?
There are times when, yeah, I'm like reminiscent of it. It's like, man, I just want to stream for like one Friday night and come back and say hi to all the people. But yeah, I just can't. Not yet. Probably soon. I'm planning on getting a better desk that will hold everything that I need. And as I was telling you before, I couldn't find my Behringer amp cable, so I'm using this headset mic, which doesn't sound as good as my AT2020.
Oh yeah. Yeah, same mic I got. Great mic. That's
Yeah,
like
I love
the
that.
it's the go-to streamer mic that everybody has. Although,
Yeah, well, that or the Blue Yeti.
the Blue Yeti. Yeah, but the Blue
Yeah,
Yeti is just
I'm
so
not a fan of
heavy.
that thing.
It's got a little brighter of a sound, I've noticed, which I think works
It's more
better with my
tinny.
voice. Yeah, but it all depends on your voice and what you're doing with it. But the AT2020 I'm super happy with. I finally got a windscreen for mine, so it's a little bit
Oh yeah.
better. Yeah.
Okay. I was using mine with the windscreen. I didn't like it as much, so I took it off.
It changes it a little bit. So when I started doing those video game movie reviews, I really started to notice the plosives, man, the P pops,
Oh
and
yes.
they were pretty bad at parts. So I got the windscreen, and they're better. I haven't like fully got rid of them. I got the windscreen that you like hug over it. You just like slip it onto it like a condom almost.
Oh
But
yeah, okay.
yeah, I didn't get like the little disc one in front.
Yeah, that's the one I got.
Yeah, so I think it might be a little bit better with that. Because then I could back off the mic a little bit more as well. But I don't know. This one's working out. It definitely made an improvement. Plus, it's a condenser mic, so it just picks up every little thing. Even if I click my mouse, you can probably hear
Oh yeah, for sure.
that.
Yeah. Man, I've been really enjoying the new YouTube content. We were talking about it like the entire time I was on the podcast. So like, we're going to start up YouTube soon. It just never happened.
Yeah, it was just such a hurdle for us, and we had done it, I think back in 2014, 2015, like we had put some YouTube content up, and it was, that was back when we were very young, fresh faced into fresh into the game and very excited about everything. And then things kind of mellowed out a little bit. And, with Sniper being on the team and doing a lot of stuff for us and kind of encouraging us and guiding us in a few ways, we've really been able to make a lot more happen. So, yeah, the YouTube I think has been a good addition. I'm
Yeah,
lagging.
Sniper's an awesome community manager, man. I'm really impressed with what he's doing for the hot podcast.
Yeah, he's doing like so much, like exactly what we needed, because all the stuff that he does is all the stuff that we were way too lazy to ever do, or way too inconsistent to ever do. We really needed someone just to fill in that gap. And there's like, we're obviously the voices and the faces of the show, but there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes that really makes all this work. So, yeah, it's been good, man. I feel like things have really, really been good lately. But yeah, we still miss the days when you were on the show. I feel like those were good times.
Yeah, man, it was all good times. Back when Chad was on the show, that was my favorite part. Like, I think Chad and Emilio, their Discord was awesome. They just had so much history together, so you could just like feel that between them.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like they always had like a really close connection. So I felt left out sometimes because they would just go on a streak and they'd have all these inside jokes. So I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, no, it was great having Chad on. He was a huge addition to that and one of the practically founding members of the show. But let's see. And then you came on. And then after you left, I think it was a little while. And then Ray came on. And then, of course, Chi. When did Chi come in? She came in
Before
around
I did.
2016, I want to say. Like she was there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, she's in Japan right now. So she hasn't been on in like 3 weeks.
Oh yeah. She was asking me about Japan. She wanted some tips on the language, so I
Yeah,
gave her
that's
some
right. Because
information.
you used to live in Japan in the military, right?
I was in there for 3 years.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's such
I
a,
miss it.
yeah, it must be so weird being over there. I had a friend who went there over the summer, and he was saying that it's so weird being in a place where you just have no, like, you have no way of communicating with people, either written or verbal, because the language is so different. Like, you
Yeah,
just,
it is so foreign.
yeah, you
And
just feel a little lost there.
so I was there around like the 2010 era when Google Translate was just like starting to get a foothold, and I was using that, and it was like a 20% hit rate that I would get like something good, like the word I was trying to use, the word that came out. It was so difficult.
Yeah, Google Translate
So
wasn't that great when it first came out. It
yeah,
took a
definitely
while.
not.
I mean, now it's pretty good, but yeah. Technology was pretty hit and miss back then. But yeah, one of these days I got to go visit that. But that's awesome that she gets to do that, and hopefully she'll be back soon because it's just been kind of weird with just three people on the podcast. Like, four is the magic number, I've
I
found.
think so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gotta have four people. But yeah, and I don't know if you listened to last week's interview, but we were interviewing the guy who won the contest, Major Muchacho, and
Yeah,
he
I
was
definitely did,
oh,
man.
he did? Okay, because he had that shout out for Hunt Showdown. I'm like, oh man, I hope Minnie's listening.
Yeah, I heard that. And even Sniper, he messaged me. He's like, "Hey, man, you got a shout out." I was like, "Yeah, I heard it. That was really cool." And Hunt Showdown, that game is stressful. I haven't played it in a long time, but I just remember it being a really stressful game.
Well, it's I know Emilio went back to check on it after they had some big updates, and I think it's come a long way. So I don't know, maybe now's the time to get back into it. I'm just
It's
bad with those
great
games, though.
game. They're hard, man. Like the thing is, it's like you have your character. You can have like a few different characters, but once that character's dead, like he's gone. All his gear and his experience, it's all gone. So it's stressful in that way.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's exciting, but it's also stressful. It's,
Yeah.
you know, that's they're kind of tied together. Oh man. Well, it's fun to talk about games. You ever miss talking about games on the podcast, like just having
All
that
the
platform?
time, dude. All the time. I miss being on that podcast. Really, I really do.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's nice to just have a platform just to speak your mind and to know that other people out there are listening and care about what you say. I don't, are you on Twitter or any social media?
No. I'm pretty much cut off on all that.
Yeah, probably a good call, man. I started Twitter recently, and before I even started posting on there, I just spent a lot of time on Twitter just reading other people's tweets and going through their profiles and just trying to figure out Twitter and
Like fill out the land.
yeah, and just figure out how, like, you know, what, you know, because everything's got its little nuances, right? And
Yeah,
I
I
don't
got to
know.
figure out how to communicate, how they use it.
Yeah, and like what, you know, what people are talking about. Okay, these things are trending, and that's how you find what's trending. And oh, well, this is what's trending in my area. And you know, how does a this sounds so stupid, but like, how does a retweet work? And that word is so hard for me to say, retweet. Like, I don't.
Sniper, I think Sniper yesterday was making fun of you for trying to say
Oh
that.
yeah, I think I saw something about that because we were playing Shogun, and I was talking about that, and I just.
Total War?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I kept saying, like, I kept saying retweet, like I just did, like with like a pause and a delay. And I'm like, it just sounds like retreat, but with a W.
Yeah,
like you
I was
can't.
about to say, like, it sounds like an R is trying to come out with the W on that one.
Yeah, so it's just I stumble over that word every single time. But yeah, dude, I didn't even know how like retweets exactly worked, and like, you know, what
I
all.
cannot hear it now.
Yeah, no, it's stuck in your head. It's stuck in my mouth, man. It's not a good analogy or phrasing there, but yeah. Yeah, it's but I think I kind of got a grasp on it, so I am starting to like be active on it now, but I'm really bad at it. You know, Twitter is all about the jokes and stuff and people making like, you know, their riffs and funny comments on stuff, and I'm just no good at that. So my tweets are very matter of fact and basic, but
Well, I mean, that's you. That's who you are.
Yeah, that's true, man. I can't argue that. So I'm just rolling with it.
And people appreciate that, man. Just getting straight to what you need to be, what needs to be said. You're very concise in what you said, and that's like your main contribution to the podcast, I think. Like, you're so accurate and concise. Like,
Yeah,
even when you
I
said,
try.
talking about Jedi Fallen Order, you said you may not be the first one to say this, but you said it was Tomb Raider and Dark Souls. And I was like, that is perfect. Like, that's exactly what it is. It's not as hard as a Dark Souls game, but it definitely feels like Tomb Raider. And the combat mechanics and the skill points and life mechanics are all Dark Souls.
Yeah, you definitely feel the connection there. And it's kind of misleading sometimes when you say it's like Dark Souls, because people immediately insinuate that it's difficult or like very challenging, but it's not. The game definitely holds your hand through some stuff, even though there are challenging parts like the lightsaber duel. Or maybe
Yeah,
that was
and
just
there are
me.
like four different difficulties, so you can tailor it to how you want to play.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess I'm just glad we got another Star Wars game out there.
And dude, I seriously think it's one of the best ones to come out.
Oh yeah,
Like,
I mean
I'm also playing Knights of the Old Republic, like replaying that.
the first
And
one?
yeah, the first one. I actually
Oh
never played
wow.
this.
Oh.
But yeah, I think it's like one of the best games since that era.
Yeah,
Back
those
when
were pretty
LucasArts was
incredible.
a developer.
Yeah, the old LucasArts days. Yeah, and I know you were asking me about some of the old Dark Forces games.
Yeah.
And you know which one of those were good, because you know I'm always going on about Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight. I mean, that's my all-time favorite game as a kid. But and it's like I still go back and play it maybe once every year or so. And
So Jedi Knight, that's the one with that has a lot of lightsaber battles, right?
all of them have lightsaber battles, and they're kind of just like in Fallen Order, they're kind of spread out throughout the game. But I feel like there's more of them, but I don't know. I have to beat Fallen Order before I say that.
So am I incorrect because I thought like Dark Forces was more of like a first person or third person shooter, whereas Jedi Knight was more of a like a lightsaber battle game.
No. So Dark
No.
Forces was like old. You know, that's like Duke Nukem mid-90s kind of
Yeah.
graphics. And you know what? It's been so long since I played that one. I don't know. I can't say for sure if that has a lightsaber, but I'm sure it does. Jedi Knight, you don't get the lightsaber until like the third or fourth level. And once you do, it's not like, okay, I got the lightsaber. All my other guns are completely obsolete now. Like it's great in a lot of situations, but there are other situations where it's like, hey, concussion rifle would work great here, or the rail gun would be better for this situation, or you know, thermal detonator. Like there's you definitely still use your whole arsenal,
Yeah.
but then there are parts where like you get to a point, you run into a dark Jedi and you have to do a saber battle with him, and there's several points in that game where you just use your lightsaber for a duel, and that continues from Dark Forces. Jedi Outcast is pretty much the same except a little bit longer and a little bit better graphics and runs a little easier on newer systems. And then once you get to the third one, Jedi Academy, that one is a lot more lightsaber. And that
That's the
one's,
one I'm thinking of, I believe. Jedi Academy. Okay.
that was the newest one. I think it came out 2003.
It was like mid-2000s, wasn't it?
It
Okay.
might have been, no, you might be right, because I mean, Jedi Knight was like 97, and then I think Outcast was like, I want to say 2000 or 2001. So Yeah, Academy was probably a couple years after that. But yeah, that one, and they changed. It wasn't as linear. Like they had this whole like choose your mission, go here, and like accomplish this goal. So it was very much more like kind of like what Fallen Order does when you pull up the space map and you choose the planet to go to. It kind of felt a little bit more like that. Yeah, they played
Okay.
with the format just a little bit, but at the end of the day, it was still a first-person shooter, but a lot more emphasis on the lightsaber. That's the one I go back to the least, but I'm probably about due for that. And then also, I know I'm just talking way too much about Jedi Knight here, but
Dude, I'm on
Mystery.
a huge Star Wars kick. Ever since The Mandalorian came out, like, I want everything in my life to be Star Wars right now because that show is so good. And I'm like,
Oh,
thinking
you're.
Star Wars. That's what when I asked you about those games, that's why I started playing Fallen Order.
Oh,
And that's
man.
when I started playing Knights of the Old Republic on my phone,
Yeah,
which is a
you.
good port, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's on the phone now, and that's free with like Pixel's game subscription service too, I think.
Yeah, it is. I actually picked it up on like the Amazon store 3 or 4 years ago. They used to give like
Weren't they
a
giving it
free
away for
game
free?
away. Yeah, like every day
Yeah.
they give away a new game or something.
Yeah, exactly. I got it the same time too. And yeah, it was a really good port. I was surprised at how well it worked. It was a huge download. Like I had to download
Yeah.
it, and then I think I actually had to like
Had to
download
unpack it.
more. Yeah, you had to unpack it, and that took forever. I mean, it was a huge game for a phone, but it
Yeah, I think
ran
it was
very
like
well.
20 gigs, what it came out to, something like that.
Yeah, it was enormous. But yeah, man, there's so many good Star Wars games, and like this is like Star Wars time of the year, you know, they got Fallen Order coming out, the new movie, The Mandalorian. So you're enjoying the show, The Mandalorian?
Yeah, I've actually only watched the first episode because I'm trying to watch it with my girl, but yeah, it's I love that first episode. It's awesome.
Oh, nice, man. You're in store for a lot more. I'm pretty happy with it, man. I'm just happy for any Star Wars content. And of course, Boba Fett was always my favorite character, but you know, that's everybody, right? But
Yeah.
so The Mandalorian, I'm like just excited to see all the stuff that goes down with that. I won't spoil anything, but
Appreciate that.
yeah. Well, there's a new episode today. I haven't watched it yet, but I probably won't
Okay,
get to
so that's
that
episode
tonight.
4, right?
Yeah, every
Sweet.
Friday. Yeah.
Awesome, man. Can't wait to get back into that.
Yeah, but there's
So,
oh, go
this game,
ahead.
Fallen Order, is this the first Star Wars game to be exclusive lightsaber, like nothing but lightsaber? Because I can't think of another one.
I think it might be. Yeah, because there's a lot of Star Wars games out there, but a lot of them are, I don't think any of them just use a lightsaber.
Yeah, you always get like at least a grenade or something, but yeah, this is like nothing but lightsaber.
Because the only other games I could even compare it to are the Force Unleashed games and the Jedi Knight or the Dark Forces series. But the Force Unleashed, did you have. That might have just been lightsabers and force
Actually, no,
powers.
I think that was lightsabers.
I'm trying to
But yeah.
think if there were parts of that game where you like inhabited some other character, but I'm pretty sure you were always, because I know at the beginning of the first one, I think you played as Darth Vader slashing through a
Yeah.
Wookiee town on Kashyyyk,
Yeah. Exactly.
but
Man, that
yeah.
blew my mind. That opening scene where you have like force push like levels an entire bridge. And I was like, what the shit?
Yeah, they
I don't know.
went pretty hardcore. Like, I think there was a part in Force Unleashed, or maybe the second one, where you bring down a whole Star Destroyer with a force power.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I think we're getting a little out of hand here. You know, I
I
don't even
think that
think
was the
Yoda could do
first
that.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they got pretty out there. That's
That
a
was
game I got to
ridiculous.
play through again. But
Yeah.
I'm right with you there on Star Wars, man. That's always been my favorite franchise. Have you been? You probably haven't been to the new Star Wars land in Disneyland, right? Because that's fairly recent.
Last time I was in Disneyland was 4 years ago, so probably not.
No, okay. Yeah, I went after it opened. I think in January, January they open up the second ride. But man, if you're ever back in Southern California, you got to check that out. They did a really good job making that place. You feel like you're actually in Star Wars there. It's crazy.
Oh man, yeah, I definitely have to go. My girl's never seen a Star Wars, the original trilogy.
Oh, the original. Wow.
The original, so I'm watching that with her. Like, we just finished A New Hope, and then we're gonna go on to my favorite movie ever, The Empire.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite as well. And yeah, that's always fun when you get to introduce somebody to that. You get to be that guy who makes their girlfriend watch all the Star Wars movies. So she has seen the prequels.
And she loves Jar Jar Binks.
Okay. Wow. All
So, yeah, I'm
right.
sorry.
Well, at least it's all uphill from there, right? Like it's only going to get better. Yeah, it's I've been watching some fan edits of the prequels where they cut out.
And I've heard about that, and I talked to her about that. I'm like, we should watch that version.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, you can definitely tell where the cuts were made, and it's kind of abrupt and weird at some parts. But especially the Phantom Menace has a completely different overall feel to it. It's so different. Attack of the Clones, not that different. I have yet to watch Revenge of the Sith like that. But the first movie, Phantom Menace, whew, man, huge, huge change. And an hour and a half long, too. So they cut quite a bit out.
Wow, that is a lot of Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, well, it's Jar Jar, and it's a lot of the other things as well. Like, they made anytime the aliens talk, they cut out that whole part with the underwater where they go and they
They go
talk
to the
to,
Gungan world or the
yeah, they
Gungan
go
area.
to, yeah, exactly. But, and anytime the aliens talk, they dub in like some alien gibberish and then they put subtitles instead of them having those weird accents. So the whole movie just has more of a serious tone to it. And it's kind of weird to watch that movie like that. And you start to realize how goofy the Phantom Menace was. Like it was pretty slapstick. And yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if I
Yeah.
like it or not,
I'll have to check that out. An hour and a half long, man, you can't really lose
yeah,
a whole bunch of time wasted.
Yeah, they used to be on YouTube. They're called the anti-cheese edits. They used to be on YouTube, but of course it got taken down for copyright reasons. But I can link you a copy on my Google Drive, man. It's worth checking out if you're a Star Wars fan.
All right, definitely will, man. For
Yeah.
sure.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I guess we should wrap up. Anything you want to say to the DL gaming community after being gone for a year?
Nope.
Perfect. Anything you want to say to anything you want me to pass on to Emilio or any of the other casters, Chi?
I talked to that ape enough, man.
Yeah, you
And
did your
yeah,
time.
for sure.
All
But
right,
yeah, I really
dude.
appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this and glad we could catch up and see how things are going.
It was fun.